Folks, welcome back. We are joined by Crystal James, Program Manager with Common Ground USA. They are about to start a new program that's going to be a one-year-long cohort. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Norman. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this initiative.
Sure. First, a little bit about Common Ground USA. We are the United States extension of Search for Common Ground, one of the oldest international peace building organizations. And we started our United States installment in 2017. Previously, we had done no work in the United States because our work requires, or we work in areas that have political violence. And so we work to turn that conflict into a path forward in peace, or hence finding common ground. And so we've done work in Rwanda, lots of work in the Middle East, any place that has the threat or has actual political violence. Well, the indicators in this country started to change around 2016. I think we all feel it. More incidents of politically motivated violence, as we just saw with the two representatives in Minnesota most recently. But that's what caused us to bring our peace building work home and domestic, is that impetus. I manage the collective memory portfolio for Common Ground USA, where we had our first installment of the Collective Memory Project here in New Orleans in 2024. And we did a program called Reconstructing Reconstruction, where we convened a cohort much like the one we're going to do now. And they studied the Reconstruction era of New Orleans, who was leading, what was happening, and produced four memorializations there. This time, because it was successful, we are starting a new cohort, and our collective memory focus is three areas in the greater New Orleans region. One is the River Parishes, two is the New Orleans East, and three is the 6th and 7th Wards. We're going to look at demographic shifts, housing patterns, criminal justice and education outcomes, cultural institutions, and the histories of those regions, and then the cohort will decide what is it they want to memorialize. Not only that, but what can the past indicate in solving some of the challenges in those areas moving forward.
Now, the applications are open, but I think the deadline is a close of business today, right? Folks,
actually,
that may be interested. Go ahead.
I'm glad you said that. We have had amazing response, but we are still having more amazing response. So we've extended it through Thursday, July 3rd, Newell. You can apply through Thursday, July 3rd.
And how would they go about putting in an application or expressing a desire to participate in the cohort?
Absolutely. You can email me, and I'll say the email address a few times, KJAMES, I'm K James, at S as in search, F as in for, C as in common, G as in ground, .org. That's K James at sfcg.org. I'll shoot you the link to our Google form where you can fill out your interest form and we'll be contacting you.
How many folks are y'all looking to have in the cohort?
Absolutely. We are looking for 15 to 20 community members. And we're looking for people with, it's a 12-month commitment. We're going to begin in late June and go through May of 2026. And the commitment involves a monthly 2 to 3 hour in-person experience. Some will be working sessions. Some will be looking at history in these regions. We also will have a 2-day in-person kickoff in July. And like I said, it's a year-long commitment. With any expenses provided, meals provided, we try to make the experience where we honor people's time and work. And in addition to looking at that history, they'll also learn great skills for leading across difference and how to build peace and how to be that kind of agent in your own community as well. So we're looking for people that want to learn new skills as leaders to navigate across differences, people that are able to engage respectfully with people who may be different from you, and a commitment to actively contribute to the cohort for the year.
Crystal, typically, where would y'all meet? Is it different places each month or no?
Good question. Last time we met in one place every month. Because we're studying three regions this time, we'll be in one of those three regions every month, but we'll have different locations around that area. So what's maybe in the river parishes, again, at in the east, and then perhaps also in the 6th and 7th wards. And then some will be where Common Ground USA offices. We office at Propeller New Orleans, which is a co-working space on Broad in Washington. And we'll have some of our gatherings there as well.
Yes. What if you had to say of the last cohort that you did, was there something that surprised you? That went on that, you know, was kind of, you know, caught your attention, very interesting?
Yes.
About observations that people are making?
Sure. The first thing I want to say about the last cohort was that it was an amazing group of people. You know, what I will also say is that a lot of them were aligned ideologically. We had somewhat of a cohort of similar people, and we are really looking to reach beyond that with this cohort. We really want everyone's perspective on New Orleans, on these regions. And when I say diversity, I don't want you to just think about gender and age and race, but we want ideological diversity, people who have different thoughts about how we can move forward and what's going on in this country today, what our narratives are. So that's one intention of this second cohort. But one thing that surprised me about the last was we proposed a street name change, the group did. And we talked about community buy-in, how important it is to make sure that you don't land in a community and decide you're going to bring a program or decide you're going to do something. You work with them and gain their approval. Well, we had one group that just knew that a couple neighborhood associations would be on board. So they had already proceeded for the application to change the street name and went and met with this neighborhood association. It's pretty powerful in New Orleans. And they said, wait a minute, you haven't come to us to talk to us about this. And you need to go back and regroup and reapproach. And I think that's a great lesson that group really learned about how important community buy-in really is. Because these cohort members will not just decide what we're going to remember. They're going to do the work to either apply for the historical marker, erect a monument. I didn't tell you what the four memorializations that we accomplished last time were. The first one is a historical marker in honor of Dorothy May Taylor's work. In addition to I think a lot of people know that she integrated social aid and pleasure clubs or Mardi Gras crews in New Orleans, but she also was the first Black woman state representative in Louisiana. So there's a marker in front of her home church at Mount Zion, United Methodist Church on Louisiana, I believe. And then there's a second marker honoring the Claiborne Business Corridor in Treme that was destroyed by the construction of I-10. So it's a marker to that historic business corridor and a list of all the businesses that were flourishing there at the time. And that's right under the Claiborne Bridge at St. Bernard and Claiborne. And the third one was a mural of the 1868 Constitutional Convention, the one that was during Reconstruction that elected Oscar Dunn. And that's on the wall of the Autocrat Club in New Orleans. And then the fourth thing we did was restore a park honoring many of the leaders during Reconstruction and pre-civil rights named A.P. Turow Park. Unfortunately, when they dedicated the park, it was 2 weeks later that it was vandalized, and they didn't have the funds to restore it, and they made the decision to do that. But they had to pivot from that street name change, and I think that was a great lesson.
Absolutely. Just a reminder, if you have an interest in participating in this cohort, the deadline has now been extended to July 3rd. You can email Crystal James at k James, J-A-M-E-S, at sfcg.org for more information. It is a one-year commitment, and you will be meeting monthly for sure at a minimum. So think about involving yourself with Common Ground USA. And Crystal, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information, and best of luck with your next cohort.
Well, listen, I sure appreciate you having me, and thank you all for listening. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. That's Crystal James, Program Manager, Common Ground USA. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.